The history of every major galactic civilization has three distinct and recognizable phases, those of survival, inquiry, and sophistication, otherwise known as the how, why, and where phases. For instance, the first phase is characterized by the question, how can we eat? And the second by the question, why do we eat? And the third by the question, where shall we have lunch? Though it will usually take a large civilization many thousands of years to pass through the how, why, and where phases, smaller social groupings under stressful conditions can pass through these phases with extreme rapidity. Thus.
How are we doing?
Badly.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
Why not?
Shut up.
Oh, basically, what you're trying to say is that we're out of control.
It's the wild color scheme that freaks me. Every time you try to operate one of these weird black controls, which are labeled in black on a black background, a small black light lights up black to let you know you've done it. What is this, some kind of galactic hyperhearse?
Perhaps it was designed by somebody with eyes that respond to different wavelengths.
Or didn't have much imagination.
Perhaps he was feeling very depressed.
It's making me feel spacesick.
Time sick. We're plummeting backwards through time.
Oh, God. No, I think I really am going to be ill.
Go ahead. We could do with a little colour about the place.
Well, this is civilised after-dinner conversation.
Hey, look, Earthman, you've got a job to do, right? The question to the ultimate answer, right? There's a lot of loot tied up in that head thing of yours. Just think of the merchandising. Ultimate question t-shirts, ultimate question biscuits.
Well, yes, but where do we start? I don't know. The ultimate answer, so-called, is 42. Well, what's the question? How am I supposed to know? Could be anything. I mean, what's 6 times 7?
42!
Yes, I know that. I'm just saying the question could be anything. How should I know?
Because you're the last one. You were there when your planet did the big firework.
I wish you wouldn't say things like that. I just don't know.
I know.
Shut up, Marvin. This is organism talk.
It's printed in the Earthman's brainwave patterns, but I don't suppose you'll be very interested in hearing that.
You mean you can see into my mind?
Yes.
And?
It amazes me how you manage to live in anything that small.
Ah, abuse.
Yes.
Oh, ignore him. He's only making it up.
Making it up? Why should I want to make anything up? Life's bad enough as it is without wanting to invent any more of it.
Marvin, if you knew what it was all along, why didn't you tell us?
You didn't ask.
Well, we're asking you now, Metal Man. What's the question?
The ultimate question.
Yes.
The ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything.
Yes.
To which the answer is 42.
Yes, come on.
I can tell that you're not really interested.
Will you just tell us, you motorized maniac?
That sounds better. Have you managed to sort out the controls?
No, I just stopped fiddling with them.
I could tell you weren't really interested.
I think this ship has a far better idea of where it's going than we do.
I wonder who it belongs to.
Me.
No, who it really belongs to.
Really me. Property is theft, right? Therefore, theft is property. Therefore, this ship is mine, okay?
Tell the ship that.
Ship, this is your new owner speaking to you.
Central stage coordination. Ship locked into stage computer, A-OK. Right on trajectory for a sundive. Testing channel 20.
Turn it off! You know what I'm thinking?
I think so.
Tell me what you think I'm thinking.
I think you're thinking it's time we got off this ship.
I think you're right.
I think you're right.
Why?
What's happening?
Quiet.
We're thinking.
Find another radio channel.
This afternoon. I'm standing on the stage here in the middle of the Cacrafoon Desert, and with the aid of hyperbinoptic glasses, I can just make out the huge audience cowering there on the horizon all around us. Behind me, the speaker stacks rise like a sheer cliff face, and high above me, the sun is shining away and doesn't know what's going to hit it. The environmentalist lobby do know what's going to hit it, and claim that the concert will cause earthquakes, tidal waves, hurricanes, irreparable damage to the atmosphere, and all the other things that environmentalists usually go on about. But I've just had a report that the representative of Disaster Area met with the environmentalists this morning and had them all shot. So nothing now stands in the way of the concert going.
We're going into the sun.
I don't understand.
This ship is just a huge stage prop. We're going to dive into the sun.
And that's bad, is it?
Yes.
Perhaps you can do something with your towel.
No.
So this is it. We're going to die.
Will you stop saying that?